Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Keeping a secret from you, lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Rich.
Richie Rich. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So this girl I was dating straight up dumped me and gave me absolutely no reason, but I'm pretty sure it's because something one of my friends did. And I'm trying to find out if I'm right.
I got you. Okay. Well, first of all, that stinks. Sorry about that.
Yeah, man. I really liked her, too.
What was this girl's name?
Aubrey.
Okay. Audrey with a D or Aubrey with a B?
No, Aubrey with a B.
Okay.
Like so, Butcher.
Okay. So Butcher.
Butcher my heart.
All right. So Aubrey the Butcher. Give me a quick history here of you and Aubrey.
All right. So I met her last month on Bumble, and we met up at a few spots to grab coffee and then dinner, and we basically had a lot in common, so we started seeing each other.
Okay. Did you get the vibe from her that she was into you as well?
Oh, man, definitely, for sure.
Okay. So you're dating, you're both feeling each other. Speaking of that, were you, like, literally feeling each other at this point?
I mean, we messed around a little bit, but nothing big.
Okay.
But did you guys spend the night together yet?
Yeah, but like I said, we haven't done anything big. You know, no kissing and telling.
Okay, so I know it sounds like we're being creepy perps, but like all of this helps us narrow down why she dumped you. Like, for example, if she woke up the morning after your first time and was like, I'm out, well, I think we know what the problem might be.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't think that had anything to do with it.
Okay, so continue with your story. Get us to the point where she cut you off.
Okay, so last Friday night, a bunch of my friends were hanging out together, and I thought it would be like a good opportunity for her to meet everybody. So I brought her with me, and for most of the night, she was completely fine. You know, she got along with everybody. My friends all liked her. Like, they all said she was a cool chick. And then Saturday, we were supposed to hang out, just the two of us, and she texted me, and she said she was too tired. And then on Sunday, she basically texted me and said she didn't want to hang out anymore.
Is that how she worded it? Like, did she say, I don't want to hang out anymore?
No. She said she didn't want to see each other anymore.
Okay, because I was about to say, if she said hang out, then one of you thinks this is dating, but the other one does not.
No, we both knew what was going on. Like, we kissed and made out and stuff, you know?
So it was after one night of hanging out with your friends that she hit the eject button then?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay, so listen, quick round of questions here. Now, this will help us narrow things down. When you were hanging out with your friends, did you get drunk?
Nope, I drove that night.
Okay. Did you act totally different around your friends, like Danny Zuko does at the beginning of Grease? Like, in other words, are you like a totally different person around your friends?
No. I'm pretty much the same.
Okay.
And you said your friends were nice to her, right?
Yeah, they all loved her.
And she didn't say anything after, like, I'm not sure they liked me, nothing like that?
No, she kept talking about how much fun they were.
And the night you left your friends, like, was that a sleepover night for you too? Did you spend the night that night?
No, I drove her home because I had to be at work in the morning.
Okay. Huh. What else? Anything else?
Okay. At any point, did you leave her alone with your friends?
I mean, I went to the bathroom and I played a game of pool, but I was across the room from her the entire time and I could see her talking to everybody.
Let me ask you this, Rich. You said you think this is all because of something one of your friends did. That's what you said, and you want to make sure you're right. What do you think happened?
Okay, so I have this friend, Nate, and he's one of those people who likes to make everybody uncomfortable. You know, he has kind of a dark sense of humor.
Well, we don't know anybody like that here. Yeah, okay, continue.
Well, one point I could see he was talking to her, and I don't know if he said some kind of bad joke or if he pissed her off somehow, but I feel like maybe he said something. And then all of a sudden she got really upset but just didn't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Did she seem upset on the way home?
No, not at all. Like, that's what makes it so weird. Like, I couldn't figure it out.
Okay, well, you still have her number, right?
Of course.
Okay, let's call her up, and then we'll see if we can get the truth out of her, okay?
Oh, great. That'd be awesome.
Okay, hang on a sec. We'll get her number from you. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you want to take a guess on this one?
I'm going to go with the friend said, like, a bad joke or said something touchy like Roe versus Wade, something that just totally pissed her off, you know, set her off. And she probably thought, how many times am I going to have to hang out with this guy's friends?
See, I'm thinking other direction here. I'm thinking either she found a guy at this gathering that she liked more, or maybe she found out that one of his friends was somebody she already dated before and it got awkward. I've had that happen. You meet her friends and you already know one of them from a previous encounter and you're just like, oh boy.
Well, hurry up, because I want to call this girl.
All right,
already.
We will do that when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak to Aubrey, please.
This is Aubrey.
Hey, Aubrey. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Natalia, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you this morning?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
We are great. So, by any chance, have you been listening to the show at all this morning? Or
no, I was riding my Peloton, but one of my friends just texted me, and she was like, are they talking about you on Z104 right now?
Okay. Well, first of all, it was nothing bad. We were just reading an email from this guy, Rich, who said that he was kind of sad and confused because you guys were going out for a hot minute and then you completely cut him off. And he thinks it's because one of his friends said something offensive. He wanted to make sure that you weren't mad at him. That's all.
Oh, no. I'm not mad at him.
Okay. But you're done seeing him.
Well, okay. Yeah, I am done seeing him.
So what happened?
Yeah, did one of his friends say something that made you not want to see him anymore?
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with his friends. Is this kind of a private thing?
Well, he told us, like, he was confused. He had no idea what he did. He thinks one of his friends made, like, an off-color joke or something, and that's why you're done with him.
Oh, no, it was nothing like that.
Okay.
Well, then, what was it then?
I'm not going to say. It is pretty embarrassing.
Well, you're not seeing him anymore, right? I mean, he's not going to care. It's not like you telling us is going to change anything. Plus, I'm sure he'd probably like to know whatever it is he did so he won't do it again. I mean, if anything, you're making it worse on him by not telling.
Oh, God. Okay. I will tell you guys. But you have to keep this private.
Well, of course. Privacy is our most important feature on this show.
Okay. How do I start this? We were on our way home from meeting his friends one night. I think it was a Friday, and we were planning on doing something the fall weekend because neither of us were working. So I was like, have you ever been to the water park in the Outer Banks? And he was like, there's a water park in the Outer Banks?
Yeah, Shaggy just went there last month, right? H2OBX, right?
Yeah. So I was going to pull up some pictures on my phone, but it was in my purse, which fell in the back seat. So I was like, I'll show you some pictures if I can reach my phone. And he just hands me his phone instead. So I open up the internet on his phone, and he's got like 25 pages already open. So I'm like, geez, you do not close anything on your phone.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You're describing my wife right now. She does the exact same thing. She has like 50 pages open at all times.
Exactly. So I'm not trying to close anything important, but I'm also not trying to look at anything at the same time. But I notice like 4 or 5 pages of the exact same phrase that keep coming up.
Let me guess the phrase, like Pokemon tournaments?
Not exactly. It was butt pump.
It was what?
It was butt pump. He had like four pages in a row talking about a butt pump.
Can we even ask what that is?
Can we even say that phrase on the air?
I don't see why not. I mean, is it just a funny name for something? Like, I don't know, like inflates a spare tire on one of those three-wheeled motorcycles or something?
I saw one of the pieces, and that is definitely not what it was talking about.
So a butt pump.
Okay. Maybe if you had butt implants, you just, like, you know, pump them up or something.
Yeah, but why would a guy get butt implants?
Know. Like,
is he a professional bodybuilder?
No.
Okay. Did you stop and read what a butt pump actually does?
No, I panicked, and I just closed everything, and I said, I'll just show you later.
So we're stuck right now with the mystery of what a butt pump is.
Hold on.
What it does.
Okay, according to Google, it helps relieve you in cases of severe constipation.
Oh, okay. But why would you have like five pages open on just butt pumps?
I don't know. Maybe he's like me and he does some comparison shopping, you know, getting reviews.
I think if you're at the point where you need a pump, I don't think you're just going with the most accessible option here.
I'm sorry. Actually, I think if you're using it up there, you probably read every review you can first. Okay. You're not shoving that thing up there.
So the whole butt pump thing threw you off then.
Oh, big time.
You got you. Yeah. I would have thought it was some kind of genre of adult films or something. But either way, that would have scared me away for sure. Okay, well, listen, Aubrey, thanks for clearing everything up for us. At least now we know the truth.
Yeah, if we could just keep that private, though. I mean, I don't
Yeah. We'll make sure to do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.